Welcome to We Are Libertarians Daily. I am one host named Dale Melchin, and with me is Hody Johns. How are you doing, bud?
I am two host, Hody Johns. I'm doing good, man. I've uploaded correctly today, and I'm feeling nice and charged. We got two. The Facebook folks are going to see both shows at the same time.
It's a doubleheader.
But yeah, if you're listening to the on your regular podcast feed, we just got a couple shows. We're just recording them in the same day, but you'll hear them separately. So,
yes.
Dale, we're going to start with your show, and I'll let you give the introduction on it.
We are talking about single-minded focus. And the reason why we're talking about that today is because I am taking a hiatus from Wall. I'm going to go ahead and announce that now. A small hiatus from Wall Daily. I don't know for how long. I may be back intermittently. Don't know if I should have announced that here, but I'm doing it anyway. But to focus on other things, I need to be single-minded in my focus on my day job and build up more clients in the painting business. So that is that. And
I already hate single-mindedness because why? You are a great friend and I enjoy these shows. And so now you're saying that is the reason that I don't get to spend the time with you that I wanted. And so I just don't think about it as positively as you. So now that you've made it look terrible, go ahead and make single-mindedness sound great.
Well, first of all, remember, we still have Messenger and we can still Zoom, even though we're not recording it, unless you just decide to record without my consent, which there'd be some kind of interstate crime, #politics. But in the broad arc of things, we have many things that we have to attend to in life. We have to attend to our health. We have to attend to finances. We have to attend to, intellectual growth, spiritual growth, whatever. But oftentimes those things can serve as distractions. Now, tying this back into the whole fasting from video games thing, basically what I'm talking about is if you're trying to achieve a really, really huge goal, which in my case is rebooting my local entrepreneurial efforts, you have to put a lot of time and a lot of effort into it. So basically what you're doing is you're taking from different areas that have been distractions. In other words, for me, gaming, I don't play as much as I used to. Doing other distracting things. And I've even had to cannibalize some church time and some fitness time to accomplish what I need to accomplish this week. But basically, you're just taking the different things of your life, reallocating them into a single goal. In my case, it's rebooting a painting business. And it could be something completely different in your case. It could be a fitness goal. It could be, oh, I'm a new libertarian and I need to learn all of the things, so I'm going to do that. Not very wise. I would still recommend going to your day job while you're learning your libertarianism, but that's one way to do it. And the big advantage of it is you get more, as you put the resources into that single goal, you'll accomplish it faster, especially if it's a big one, instead of being all over the board with all these different things. And that's unfortunately why I've got to depart from Wall Daily for a while. I'll still be contributing memes and other things in the background, but yeah, I'm trying to think of the big benefits. Basically, it's just you don't have to, as opposed to being scattered in a bunch of different directions, it gives you one thing to focus on that you can eventually, once you build up to that, you can maybe redirect it in those other things. But it's basically bending your time, your mind into a single goal. You're basically applying a hammer. I'm sorry, I'm talking too much. You're basically applying a sledgehammer to a pinhole to burst open and get to that, burst open the wall and get to that goal that you're going after. So there.
Yeah.
That's what I got for it. Yeah. So what are you?
Well,
why don't you like it? Why do you can counterpoint me if you want.
Oh no, I think single-mindedness is good. I'm just jabbing you. I might have to make a Dale puppet and then just keep doing this. And I'll be like,
I do not consent.
Well, it's intellectual property. You don't own your trademark in my ANCAP world, so I'm sorry. The ownership of your likeness is for all.
Don't we believe in self-ownership? You can't have my likeness.
Self-ownership, but that's an intellectual property issue. I can copy your face and put it wherever I want. There are like trademark laws. In fact, a lot of libertarians think that's like one of the only things that the government should enforce. That's a totally different. That's a totally different thing.
You just want to do politics on my last two episodes.
No, I don't. Single-mindedness. You look, big liar. Here's the deal. And some people say, well, I'm really good at doing two things at the same time. Like a lot of people can, or I shouldn't say a lot. There are a fraction of people who can juggle with one hand, who can take three balls and juggle them. Normally, those type of people though can juggle like 10 balls if they use both their hands. So really, it's a matter of saying, hey, I'm going to put all of my focus into this one thing and just do it really well. I am the most obvious person on earth when I'm trying to text or be on my phone and talk to somebody at the same time. I'm really bad at it. And so I'm probably a clinical example of why you shouldn't split your focus. Why you should be of a single mind when you're accomplishing something. Now, I know the second part's about that we're going to talk about is hitting our goals, but I just want to start with the first part, which is just staying in that single zone. The quality of your work will increase. It has to. Your distractions will decrease. And you just say, this is my zone. I think a lot of this has to do with time management and saying that I have dedicated this time to doing this one thing. One thing that I really wanted to stress, I've talked about it with you before, but even in your leisure, you should be single-mindedness to, you know, exercise single-mindedness to say, I am playing video games right now and doing nothing else. I don't want distractions. I don't want outside whatever. I don't want to maybe have to run out the door or interrupt to cook dinner. Because here's the thing, the way your brain relaxes, if you're going to say, hey, I'm playing video games for the next X amount of time, budget your time. Say, this is when it starts, this is when it's over, and I'm not going to do anything else. Because if you never fully unwind, you're never invested in it. And so your brain is never going to actually relax because it's just going to say, well, this is what I'm doing in between work sessions. You know, I don't even like being on Facebook during my relaxing time, unless I've said this is my relaxing time for Facebook. You know, and then that's time, and that's fine. You know, one of the things that I noted when we read our first book for the book club, was he was talking about some of the harmful effects of social media. And you just need to say, what he does is he's not off of social media, right? He's a U.S. Senator, by the way, super important guy. He's not off of social media. He just says, you know what? I eat family dinner and I'm at family dinner. When I'm at Congress, I'm at Congress. And then at the end of the night, I have, you know, a half an hour of time. And I said, this is my social media time. And so it actually increases your social media interaction as well. Because you can, if you do 100 social media posts a day, but you're all kind of distracted on all of them, versus one that you can put the love and effort into that goes viral. I mean, obviously that's better, right? Versus saying, well, he posts a lot is no substitute for saying he posts, you know, intermittently, but it's a good post. You know, it's something that we want to see.
Right.
And so really, I mean, that's the result of the effects, but there's no measure for how much that helps your brain to be able to focus on that one thing. And now it's my turn to talk for 4 minutes straight. So there you go, Dale. Back to you.
Well, I was already breaking the single-mindedness rule while you were talking there. But I think you're absolutely right. You need to be single-minded in leisure and whatever it is that you're doing. It's almost like going through a particular type of cycle. Because if you don't, or like rebooting a computer, because if you don't do the recreation properly, which that's going to be a challenge because for me, at least going forward, because I'm going to be working 12 or more hours a day, whether I'm working for my main client or I'm acquiring others, it's going to be tough to get that recreation in. And you have to really focus on it and not think about the other things and put your, not just your physical energy into it, but your mental energy. You have to be continually vigilant of those arising thoughts. You're like, not dealing with that right now. We're cutting in. We're putting in a floor. We're doing this or that or the other thing. And you're absolutely right about the quality of work increasing. I'm just kind of reflecting back everything that you said here. excuse me. The thing that's most important, I think, in terms of adapting to single-mindedness is you're basically You've seen Star Wars, right?
Oh, have I seen Star Wars? Yes, I have.
Okay, so you remember the way the Death Star lights up when it fires the cannon? It has the like the five or six mini cannons that focus into. I wish we could actually show it without breaking a copyright.
I know.
But it all goes to this single thing, and then, that's ideally what you're wanting to do on a daily basis, because that will create your momentum and more or less make you unstoppable. Now, yeah, you have to cycle it through recreation so that way you can keep going. But beyond that, that's it. That's the main thing that's needed. Cause I see so many times, even with some of the people that I work with, they'll be on a project that I'm on, or they'll be working with me, and then they'll I'm off doing side work. And then it's like, what are you even doing here, man? So that's what I've got to say about that. You want to be like the Death Star laser, but don't take out Alderaan.
Yeah. there's a functionality here that's at stake here. So let's actually talk about it physically first. So if you're a chef, you know the term mise en place, which just means everything in its place, right?
Right.
And so if I'm cooking, I just want to set up everything where it needs to be at first. Mm-hmm. You know, and basically if I don't do that, then I'm going to have to spend time running around going in between things. Now, especially if you're a hot prep cook, again, restaurant management's my background, so maybe I make too many cooking analogies, but it really works with this one. That if you are a hot prep person, you're making gravy, you're making sautéed mushrooms, onions, mashed potatoes, all at the same time. And all those have different timers and things going on. And unfortunately, you don't really have the opportunity to only do the gravy right now and then finish.
Right.
Right? These things have to happen all at once. But if everything's in its place, you got it all timed out, you can manage it because it's all right in front of you. If you don't, then you have to leave and go and do other things and then come back, and then your timers are just going to fall further and further behind, and you're not going to be on time because everything wasn't set up. Now, let's relate that. Maybe you're like, well, I don't cook. That doesn't apply to me. Okay, let's talk about that.
Although you should cook.
No, you should. It's fine. Come on. Cooking with Dale and Hody. That's the next show after things settle down, right? What's cooking? Yeah. And so in your brain, it does the same thing neurologically. Now, you may just say, yeah, my synapses, you go from one end to the other, and synapses fire really quickly, right? I'm not debating that.
Maybe yours do.
When I've had a little bit of caffeine, yeah. But what we're saying is they can fire quickly and you can go back and forth. But you cut down on the amount of distractions and the amount of pathing that your brain has to do if you're focused, right? If you focus on that single area in your brain and said, mm-hmm. right now, I am writing a term paper about Abraham Lincoln, and I am just going to focus on that. As soon as you check your cell phone, what do your synapses do? You go over here. Right. Yep. And then you try to say, well, I'm just interrupting it. I'm going to check my cell phone. I'm going to check a text. And then I'm going to go back to the Abraham Lincoln. Well, the more you're doing this, the more energy is lost. Right. We know the entire mind works on energy. Right. So you're wasting energy when you're not being single minded, because even if you're just still sitting in the same chair and you say, I went from thinking about Lincoln to thinking about a text to thinking about Lincoln again, you've lost energy. And what's going to happen is you're going to provide a product that's using less and less and less energy because it borrowed from something else, you know, and you wasted time visiting another place of your brain before going back to the other one. And that's how I kind of, that's the physical and the neurological element that I think about when it comes to single-mindedness.
I agree. I'll just illustrate that with something I was thinking about. If you're driving, and I'm just assuming everyone here drives. Unless you live in New York, then you probably don't. But anyway, a little sideways energy there. But if you're going straight down a straightaway, you can go theoretically as fast as you want. Now, if you're having to take turns and do drifts and that sort of thing, yeah, a Grand Torino drift or a Tokyo drift can be cool. But you're wasting the energy at that point of your car. And if you're not careful taking a turn, and going directly towards your goal, you could skid off the road or cause other problems that way. I think that leads into what you were saying about the less energy that you put in when you're hopping around between your term paper about Robert E. Lee versus your text messages, it can become a disaster. You could end up with a B or a C, or God forbid an F. I skipped D, but you know, you want to be able to put out as high of a quality product. And that's a function of your inputs versus your outputs. So
yeah,
I'll wrap it. I guess I can wrap it there. That was the only illustration I wanted to give you, was the Grand Tokyo Torino. I don't even know what that is. Tokyo drifting. I heard a term once. Or skidding out.
The drift. I think you said it right. Yeah. Drifting. Yeah, that's right. What it is. You nailed it. I played enough video games. I know what drifting is. So I guess if we're going to go to final thoughts, I will start with mine. I love your analogy about the driving, because like you said, you might not think, oh, I'm just, you know, even in NASCAR, you just say for the next 10 seconds, I'm just going straight.
Yep.
Why don't you see a driver check their cell phone during that time?
Because they're going 200. Oh, go ahead. I thought you were asking me. That was rhetorical. Go ahead.
It's really not. They're going, you know, you could die, right? But at the same time, if you just say, well, I'm pretty confident I can hold my hand steady, check my cell phone, put it back down again, right? Here's the thing. There's other things to think about involving that race if you're being single-minded. What you say is, yeah, maybe it's not just, maybe he's not going to crash the car if he checks it, if he doesn't check his phone. But what he can do during that 10 seconds, think about where his competitors are in that race. Mm-hmm. He can think about that upcoming turn that's coming and gauge exactly where he wants to hit it and how it wants to be. He can look ahead, right? And so I think a lot of times when we think, well, I don't need to be single-minded because I'm not going to crash. I believe, and I probably shouldn't say this, but I believe fervently there are some people who can probably text and drive without killing somebody. But here's the thing. Are you your best driver when you're texting and driving? Maybe you're not going to die, but are you at your best? You know, is a race car driver at his best when he's ripping down that road and says, hey, I'm just going to check a text real quick. Hey, I didn't crash the car. It didn't hurt me at all. Well, it might hurt you in ways that you don't see. You fall a little behind. Your commute gets a little longer. The people behind you get irritated, right? I mean, just things that you might not pick up on. Just because you said, well, I can do it because I didn't crash. Maybe you're the type of person that's getting an A already on these reports. And you say, well, I get distracted, so who cares? I'm getting the grades that I need to get. Well, then think about what you could do without all those distractions. I mean, you're looking at a masterpiece. Why settle for, you know, an A if you know that an A plus could be out there, you know?
Right.
And even if you say, well, I get 100%, I already know this, I already do this anyway, then get it done faster, right? Be single-minded and get it done faster. If you already are going to give it your best, then give it your best, hit it, knock it out, get it out of the way, and get on with your life, you know? And so I think that I think for me, when I think single-mindedness, I can't be multitasking because I'm bad at it. But I think even if you're good at it, you need to dial that back and think about how well you're doing everything all at once. Now, some people are great at multitasking, and sometimes you have no choice. Like I mentioned, the hot prep guy or man. Props to women that are good at cleaning the house, because I'm not. But like they'll have like some cleaning thing going on in the bathroom at the same time they're sweeping something, at the same time they're on the cell phone working something out with the babysitter, you know, and they're so good. And sometimes you have to do it all at once, but live in that moment and cut down on as many distractions as you possibly can, you know, say, yes, I'm going to multitask. But people that are great at multitasking, it's not because they're flexible thinkers. They're actually more organized thinkers. They just are able to organize quicker, right? Mm-hmm. They say, okay, well, I'm going to sweep while this is on the stove, and I know how long it takes me to sweep this floor. And so after I finish sweeping the floor, I'm going to put this in the oven, and then I'm going to clean the bathroom, and then I'm going to wash my hands thoroughly. And at about that time, that's the time for me to take this out of the oven, you know, so on there. And so you can say, man, they're good at multitasking. What they're really doing is being good at at they're being single-minded towards the purpose of organization. So I don't want to talk smack against the multitaskers out there, because it really is just a form of single-mindedness. You're just very good at it in ways that I'm not. But yeah, those are my final thoughts. Dale, single-mindedness, your final thoughts.
Well, just to, this will be brief. You're just to play off of what you had said, kind of piggybacking and maybe even repeating it. The difference between the hot prep guy and the person who's trying to write their term paper and check their text messages, it's all going towards one purpose, and that's the making sure all of the hot food is ready, which is a cascading effect of a function of the larger kitchen, from what I can tell, of the rest of the restaurant, making sure everything's ready for the meals and the customers to be pushed out to them. So that way the food can be sold, the money can be gotten, and then the people can be paid and the owner can take profits. Hashtag capitalism. So you're doing all of this. I don't know how to do that. I just did it. But
the gang sign hashtag?
Yes.
Yeah.
The gang sign hashtag. So you're all pushing all of those items into the single purpose, rather than what's the texting? What's the point of that? I mean, yeah, you're communicating, but is that really on task with writing your paper about Edward VI or any of those other historical figures? So I'll wrap with that. So do you want me to go ahead and do the plugs? Because I'm trying to remember the Patreon page, but you'll have to help me through it again.
No, I got you on the plugs. Guys, WeLibertarians.com, Patreon.com/WeLibertarians if you want to help us out. I appreciate it. We are going to lose Dale for a hot minute. He's starting his own business. Let's talk about
restarting it. Restarting. I have to emphasize. Restarting. I've always had the business. It's just actively grabbing clients now, so it's not that big of a shift. It's just, gotcha. You know.
Well, we'll talk about in the next one, since next one's technically your last episode. But support us so that we can pay people like Dale so that he never asks do another job again. But yeah, again, thanks for your viewership, guys, and keep on fueling the fires of liberty.